This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I really feel like if we did a radio station with the music of the DGS, it would crush. Everything from Working Man to Bee Gees to...
Oh, yeah.
One Hit Wonders, Motown, yeah. Right?
That should be one of our HD. That should be Cable X HD.
It should. DGS I would love ready. That. I would love to program each of us do 100 songs.
DGS music, and then we intersplice little bits.
Wait, let me take that back. Everyone but Wheeler does 100 songs.
Yes.
I get my own station.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, sure.
It'll be on the
just HD in your car.
It'll be on the dark web.
I'll be on the HD channel. The
just in web. Your car, on your Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just tell them that it's going out everywhere else. Time for the Sweet 16. Skip is not here today. He is in the wind, so we are doing it without him. And everything we're doing in this month, I can't believe it's at the end of the month already. So today and next Wednesday, which is Halloween Eve, will be Halloween horror-based. And today is best vampire movies.
Yeah.
You like this one?
Kevin was super excited.
I love vampire movies.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
excellent.
I like vampires too.
Good.
My wife didn't know that. I said something to her the other day. I was like, you know how I feel about vampires. And she's like,
no,
sure.
I didn't.
I guess.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought it was known.
You guys have an interesting relationship.
Yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm. It is known.
Did you know Rach before you were dating Megan?
Yeah. Yeah, for a while.
Around the same time?
Well, Megan and I were in the same class, so we all would have met around the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, we all met around the same time.
And Andrew was the upperclassman.
Yeah.
Yes.
The BMOC.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Were you quarterback of the Lewis and Clark football team?
Oh, you better believe it. I mean, I think we all were kind of by default in that either any of us could have walked onto the field and they'd have thrown us the ball.
I don't know.
I think Rach could have been starting tackle.
Ouch.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever. Let's do the Sweet 16.
It's not an insult to her. It's an insult to Lewis and Clark.
Okay. As long as someone's being insulted.
Yeah.
You want to lead it off?
Sure. How about controversial one here? How about Twilight?
I had that one.
I don't think it's that controversial.
I watch it every time it's on.
Yeah.
It's maybe not a perfect movie, but I feel compelled to finish
Nick
it.
Nick and Bree are such big fans, they had a Twilight-themed party the other night.
Hmm.
That's
you know why they can do that?
Very interesting.
They don't have friggin' kids.
They don't have kids.
Wheels?
I'm going to steal the... To me, this is the one of the best ever. I mean, maybe the best ever, but Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, it's the
Gary Oldman version, yeah.
I say it every time. I think it's...
great movie. I'm going to watch that between now and Halloween.
I think it won Most Romantic Movie on the Sweet 16.
Mm.
Like, I really lobbied for it.
It's just really interesting across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. And you know the whole thing about Keanu and Winona being married?
Mm-hmm.
Because they went through that ceremony? Mm-hmm. Like, they might legally be married?
Yeah.
Right?
How about What We Do in the Shadows?
Love it. Have you seen that?
Oh.
Oh, dude.
But I've heard nothing but great things about it.
Before you watch Bram Stoker, watch that.
Okay.
It is so in your wheelhouse of humor. There were my top two picks. Let me mark these off. How about Interview with the Vampire?
Yeah.
It scared me.
It's good.
It's really good. Tom Cruise, who everyone made fun of playing Lestat, he was really good. Yeah.
There's a show now for it, too.
Right? Yeah, I've watched that, too. That's actually pretty good. It's way different than the movie as far as, like, the style of the characters and all that, but it's very good.
Back to Andrew.
Ooh, back to me. How about, we talk about it a lot on the show, how about Salem's Lot?
Yes.
The original?
Yeah, we'll go
the
with
OG.
The original.
Yeah.
Although I don't hate...
The now, David Soul.
I was very young when I saw it, but I don't hate the Rob Lowe.
No.
I think that may have been a miniseries.
So was the other one.
They all were, yeah.
Oh, okay. No
good. It counts.
Yeah.
It's vampire-y. Wheels.
Trying to decide which one I'd like to use here. I'm going to use the original. It could be any of them, but the Underworld. I know it's werewolves and vampires, no, but like the vampires it. Are the big one. I love those movies.
It's an interesting take.
I love those movies.
I know you love them.
Yep. I'm going to watch those too.
Okay, this is my last pick because everyone's taking my picks. I'm going to go with Hotel Transylvania.
Ah,
yeah.
The 2 and 3 blow, but Hotel Transylvania is a quality movie. Really good.
The first one?
Yeah.
There's like 6 of them now. They just kept making
total
those
money grab because Phoebe was little when it came out, and then we saw 2 and 3, and even she's like, "This sucks." So I'll go Lost Boys.
Yeah,
great one.
That's on my list. Love that one. It's a little on the cheesy side, but still good.
Yeah, it's tongue in cheek though.
Yeah.
You never know when it's your turn.
I wait to be called upon. I didn't know if we had more to say. I will go with 30 Days of Night.
Oh, that was my next one. I love that movie.
Super fun movie.
Really scary.
So good. So spooky.
The main guy who kind of got famous in Yellowstone, who plays the main vampire. Man, oh man.
Yeah.
Spooky. Wheels.
The ultimate Wheeler movie. Blade.
Yeah.
That's great. The first one was the best one. They got progressively worse.
Yeah, but they're not bad.
No, no, they're fine. They're good action movies and all that.
Bad.
But the first one was actually more interesting.
Yeah, for sure. Rich.
I don't have any more picks.
Oh, that's right. We took them. How about Dusk Till Dawn, the Tarantino movie?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
George Clooney.
Little Salma Hayek.
Yeah.
With a big snake. Back to you.
Didn't think that's where you were going.
How about Van Helsing? A lot of people hate this movie.
I'd forgot about that one.
I think there's a lot of fun to it if you watch it kind of for what it is, which is like a not great movie from the early 2000s.
And weirdly, What's Your Face from Underworld kind of plays the same character.
Yeah, the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah. Wheels.
All right, I don't think you guys have seen it, so I'll pull it back if you guys haven't. But did you ever see the TV series True Blood?
I did not.
Oh.
I hated that show.
Oh, I loved that show.
You?
It was phenomenal, but since nobody's seen it, let's just go with the original, like the original.
31?
Nosferatu.
Oh, from 2007.
Yeah, the old school one. I can't wait for the new one to come out.
Yeah,
new
me
one
too.
Looks like a lot of fun.
I know.
Although, I don't know how it could be scarier than the one from 1927.
I don't think it will
be. I
think
it could be.
I don't think it will be, but I keep seeing those articles that are like, Willem Dafoe did a scene with 3,000 real rats, and I'm like... Well, I got to see this movie.
I'll go with the original Bela Lugosi 1931 Dracula.
Yeah, the old, yep.
Back to Andrew. How many we need, Rach?
2.
I will say I Am Legend. I think those things are considered vampires.
Do they suck blood?
I think so. I think they do.
Are they? I don't remember them sucking any blood.
All right, well, then I'm out of
I thought they were just more tacky. One of mine that is, I think, is actually pretty good, and I'm trying to remember the main star, but I've watched it a number of times. Oh, no, it's James Woods. The movie just called Vampires.
John Carpenter.
Yes. I really like that one. I haven't seen it in a long time, so maybe I wouldn't like it anymore, but I liked it at the time.
A couple of heart picks I'm not going to put on, but check out Let the Right One In. It's like a Swedish movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one. I've heard it's good.
And they're both good.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. That's
and excellent. One that I think no one but me has seen. Who's my boy that plays Loki?
Tom Hiddleston.
He's in a movie with Tilda Swinton called The Only Lovers Left Alive. And they're vampires, and they've been together for like 800 years, and it's more of like a marriage movie.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. But I will go with Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, good call.
Okay. Rach seems mad.
The movie or the TV show?
I'm not mad.
Okay. What's that? The movie.
Okay.
Twilight versus John Carpenter's Vampires.
Vampires.
Twilight.
I'll go Twilight too. Let's send it to the next round. The 1931 Dracula versus 30 Days of Night.
Ooh. 30 Days.
I'll say Days.
I'll say Dracula.
Wow. I'll go 30. Dracula was classic, but I'll go 30 Days. What We Do in the Shadows versus Blade.
Shadows.
Just totally. For Kris Kristofferson, you got to go Blade.
Yeah. If I didn't love Shadows so much, I would go Blade.
May
I'd go Blade.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, RIP. I'd go Blade most of these matchups. Interview with the Vampire versus Dusk Till Dawn.
Ooh. Interview.
I'll say Dusk.
I'll say Interview.
Interview moves on. Salem's Lot, the original versus Van Helsing.
Salem's Lot.
Yeah.
The Lot. Underworld versus Nosferatu.
Underworld.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have to. Underworld.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got you out of it.
This is the most, like, everyone's like, oh, sure, I'll go with your pick.
Yeah, they're all
the
winners.
Yeah,
whenever, when Skip's here, we're all, like, watching our P's and Q's, and now we're just like, eh, this is fine.
I like your movie better. I'm going to go with your pick.
Hotel Transylvania versus Bram Stoker.
Oh, Bram.
Hotel Transylvania.
I want to say Hotel Transylvania.
You guys.
Are we sending it to Frank?
I think we're sending it to Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Oh, let's go Hotel Transylvania.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. A travesty has occurred.
I hate you guys.
Upset.
It's
well,
all
Frank's
right, though.
Frank's got youngins. He's probably seen that quite a few times.
Lost Boys versus Buffy.
Buffy.
Lost Boys.
Lost Boys.
Buff.
Back to Frank.
Frank.
Buffy.
Yeah.
Well, he's consistent, everyone.
I'm the younger set.
Consistently wrong.
There's your Elite Eight of Best Vampire Movies. Twilight versus 30 Days of Night.
Twilight.
30.
I'm going to say Twilight.
I'm going to go Twilight just because it's such a thing.
Yeah. It revitalized the whole vampire genre.
And I want to live in Forks, Washington. I do. Lovely.
What We Do in the Shadows versus Interview with the Vampire.
Shadows.
Interview.
Shadows.
Shadows goes on, but only because the three of us are such dorks and we love it so much.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so great. It's perfect.
Salem's Lot versus Underworld.
Underworld.
Gosh.
Lot.
I'll go Underworld.
I'll say Lot, too. I'll send it to Frank.
We're going to go Underworld.
Good man. Finally right.
Are we?
Hotel Transylvania versus Lost Boys.
Lost Boys.
Boys,
what a soundtrack.
You're going to give him a chance to do it again, aren't you?
I'm going to give him a chance to do it again.
Oh, God, here it comes.
Vote for Adam Sandler.
I select Venmo, folks, or I accept Venmo. Anybody wants to send anything over right now?
Nah.
Hotel Transylvania.
Yeah, we're
we don't care that much.
This is the laid back one.
Skip's not here.
Skip will give you a car, but we're like, nah, I ain't paying for this.
Final four. Wheels, you want to do a little live here for Skip?
Sure. I got to, you know, I mean, I've done the car buying thing a lot over the years, but the first time I ever put one together myself, walked through it, you know, picked out what I wanted was with Skip.
Oh, cool.
My guy Keith Key really ran me through every step of the way. But, you know, one of the things that is hard about buying a car, like the only thing that's hard, right, it's easy to go, I like this, I want the cool car, I want the SUV, whatever. The hard part is always figuring out the numbers, the financing and all that, and their finance department was amazing. And I don't mean, like, I didn't have to negotiate. They were awesome with that, and we had the GM family thing, but they laid out, here's what you need, here's what you don't need, this is how this is going to work, and that was extremely helpful for me. So top to bottom, I mean, every single thing I've had done there, whether it's maintenance, financing, getting the job done, everything was top of the list.
Final four of the Sweet 16 Best Vampire Movies, Twilight versus What We Do in the Shadows.
Shadows.
Abstain.
Shadows.
Shadows.
I mean, abstain.
I've never seen either one of them.
Yeah, but you can still render judgment. That's what we do here.
Yeah, it's the DGS. It's not 97.1. Underworld versus Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, no. Underworld.
Yes.
Transylvania.
Go ahead and do it. You know you're going to
do it. Yeah, I mean, I'm voting.
Come on, Frank.
But I'm going to switch my vote.
Oh.
I'm going to switch my vote. Underworld.
Yeah.
The power of Kate Beckinsale, what can I say?
Yeah, right?
I feel like we got
is powerful.
I feel like we got spoilers for the upcoming traffic report.
Beep, beep.
So there it is. Two fairly obscure vampire movies. What We Do in the Shadows versus Underworld.
Gotta be Shadows.
Shadows.
Underworld.
How about that? Everyone has to go watch What We Do in the Shadows now.
Yeah.
I promise you won't be disappointed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you guys see the video of the stray dog that went to the top of the Giza pyramid?
Yes.
No.
That dog is my hero.
He's barking at birds that are just flying.
Insane. Yeah. Just like a normal dog.
Yeah,
like
he just climbed, and he climbed all the way down.
Then he just, and he when he's climbing down, he's like,
he's like the happy. He's like, did you guys see what I did? I love that dog.
That might be my ultimate nightmare because you obviously can climb up and down it. Many people have, but when you get up there, it just looks sheer. And you only have probably 2 or 3 feet of purchase on each one. And given my fear of heights and inclines and declines, I might just die up there.
Yeah. I was watching a video, I guess it was on TikTok, and it was someone posted a photo or a video of their engagement. And she and her fiance or future fiance had like hiked to the top of this summit or something. And they're standing so close to the edge. And then he gets down on one knee and she looks back and she sees him on one knee and she's like, oh my gosh. And then he takes her and like puts her like right on the edge as he's proposing. And my palms started sweating. I'd be like, man, that's when we'd break up at that point.
Wedding's off. I said no.
Right.
I said no.
Pizza Hut is opening a brand new restaurant in New York City, but it's actually one booth because it only holds one person. It's a limited time thing for locals, and you do need a reservation. So it's a Pizza Hut restaurant for one person at a time.
Yeah, I think it's the personal pan pizza restaurant. I think they only do personal pan pizzas.
Brilliant.
Why?
Is it?
We're talking about it.
What you're thinking? Well, yeah, sure.
I guess you're right. As a marketing ploy to get Pizza Hut's
obviously,
name
they're not
out
making
there.
Much money,
right?
But it's
but they're also probably not spending much.
Is there anything fancy about the personal pan pizzas? Or is it just you're sitting by yourself eating?
I think it's just like the play on the personal pan pizza.
Okay.
And it's only one person?
Yes.
Or one table?
One person. Just a one-person booth.
Huh. I mean, I would do it. So I guess the joke's on me.
This doesn't sound that hard. A Canadian man in South Korea broke a world record by walking 38 dogs at once.
Oh, boy, that's really hard.
He partnered with a charity called Korean Canine Rescue. He had to walk 1 kilometer to make it official.
Good for him. That's, man, I mean, what's the most dogs you've ever walked at a time?
Two.
One.
Yeah. I mean, I think I've done maybe 4 or 5 at a time, and they're all trying to go different directions.
Yeah.
And the leashes get tangled. Now, you can get contraptions that keep them from being able to do too much, but there's always one like, oh, there's something over there, and the other one wants to go to the left. Yeah, they're awesome.
Sounds kind of dangerous.
It can be if you don't know what you're doing.
An airport in New Zealand has banned hugs longer than 3 minutes at the farewell gate. They say if you need a longer, fonder farewell, use the parking lot, but we're watching and timing you, and when you drop someone off at the drop-off, like we always do at Southwest here in St. Louis, you have 3 minutes to say goodbye.
That's fair.
That's so mean.
It seems like a long time.
Get out the way. Three minutes is a while.
Plenty.
I guess.
Yeah, I agree.
Mr. Romantic over there.
I know. I guess I'm just chivalrous. What can I say?
Shiftless.
Chivalrous.
Chivalrous. Chivalrous.
Yes,
don't say it like
that, man.
Do you really
know how to say it?
I do.
Chivalry is dead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.